good morning. This is Albert Hathazi. It's the 21st of June, 21st day of Audio Mo. This is the From the Hip podcast. I've got a couple things to tell you, but I'd like to do it as an Irish person. Here I go. Hello, yesterday there was a lot of rain outside. I couldn't believe it. Actually, that was a few days ago yesterday. And what I meant to say was there was some wind. A lot of things were blown out of their normal place. I want you to listen to a song that I really, really like. It's a famous song from quite a few years ago. But what I really want you to pay attention here to is the drums. The drummer in this song is very, very good. He's a wild drummer, but not in a way that's out of control. And I'd like to do that right now. I'd like to play it for you. It's called He's a Liar by the Bee Gees. It's unfortunate you can't hear it very well because I'm driving in a car. Anyway, you're not going to get the full fidelity of it because there's a lot of noise. But if you do get a chance to go to iTunes and download it there, because it's free if you've got a membership there, the music membership, it's $9 a month if you're doing it single, or $15 for the family, and that's what I opt to do because it's economical. I've got a wife, two kids, and a girlfriend. She could use it as well. You have up to 6 accounts on it. Being able to talk a little bit like an Irish person, I'm not saying it's really great impression, but being able to talk like an Irish person allows you to talk like Liam Neeson, at least a couple lines. I'd like to demonstrate that for you. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you do. But I will find you, and I will kill you. Thank you very much, everybody. I'm back. That was okay, not the best. Funny thing is, I don't know what capabilities you have, but if I listen to something enough, I could imitate it. I could be like a parrot and send it back to the universe. I take something in, my ears soak it in, my brain gets saturated like a sponge, and then I could do it. But sometimes I don't got it. It's really weird. I guess it's a matter of practice. I often wonder, how many hours do these professional impersonators put into their craft? Having sung Elvis on stage for the last 16 years, I guess it is true that at the beginning I really, really worked hard to get my craft. But then I got to a certain point, and in a way I didn't have to work at it as hard. Practicing, you know, if you could look at it as a graph, it was a big down, it was a side view of a ski mountain, with practice being the peak, practice time, and I practiced like crazy. We would even practice as a group, which was really crazy these days because everyone has their tracks at home. But we would grab all the equipment, we would go to a place, and we'd have little rehearsals. That was good because it got you to be in front of people. And you know, singing at home is one thing, but singing in front of people is another issue altogether. So we would grab the equipment Sunday nights for a couple of hours, and we would all take turns singing. But you didn't really get to sing too much because there was a lot of acts at the beginning. At the beginning of our tribute show, we had Britney Spears, we had young Michael Jackson, this little guy, We had, of course, Elvis Presley. We had Roy Orbison, Celine Dion, Madonna, Alan Jackson, Neil Diamond, Shania Twain. Go on here. Who else do we have? Shania Twain. Boy, oh boy. Patsy Cline. Connie Francis. Willie Nelson. Johnny Cash. We had... Oh, this is crazy when you think about it now. We had this... I want to put this delicately, but I also want to get my point across. And we are living in a society of easily offended people. I hope you are not one of them. But we had this gay male. He was a big boy. And he did this Bette Midler act. Now, all of us in the show sang to our tracks. There was no lip syncing, except, though there was one. Brittany, she was just a dancer type thing. And so she would lip sync, and this guy would lip sync, but it was funny. And then after the singing part, he would do a little show. Very flamboyant, picking out the relatively good-looking males in the crowd.
In the crowd there.
And it was funny. I remember one time he embarrassed my brother-in-law, and he never came to see another show again. But that was really early on in our show. So you wonder, going back to everything, it's the amount of time you put in. I've always felt that with the soccer. I was a half-decent soccer player. And the only reason is that I just always practiced. I loved to play. No one ever had to tell me to practice. I would go to my friends' places when I was young without a car. They lived a few blocks away, and I had the soccer ball at my feet. I was running to their house with the soccer ball, dribbling, juggling, doing tricks, hitting cats. So that's it. Practice, man. The guy who practices the most wins. There's no... You can't deny that. That should be a universal law. The guy who practices the most will win. All right. Yesterday I had some trouble downloading this audio file. I'm using my Sony dictation recorder again for the podcast. So I haven't even had a chance to listen to how good or bad it's going to sound. But it doesn't like Macs. I plugged the USB interface into it, and usually your Mac will recognize it as a... turning the heat up. It's a little bit chilly here. Usually the Mac will recognize it as a drive, and it kept being recognized and then ejecting. Recognized and ejecting. So, I don't know. I'm going to try this today on a PC. Pardon me. That is very professional. Thanks for listening to the From the Podcast. It's been Albert Hazzy and my Irish friend. Okay.